gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody, and thank you very much for joining me for another hour and another edition of Auto World, and it's a special edition. It's the Mother's Day 2012 edition, and in this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be joined by Lou Ann Hammond, the CEO of DrivingTheNation.com and CarList.com. We're going to be talking a gamut of things, including the 10-year anniversary of Mini here in the U.S. I can't believe they've been back for a decade already, and as well as talking to Lou Ann about some of the more recent vehicle press introductions that she has been invited on and participated in. Also coming up in hour number two of the program, Bill Visick from Edmunds.com is going to be talking to us a little bit about the passing of Carol Shelby this past week, along with some other stories making headlines in the world of automobiles. Along the way, we'll take your telephone calls and emails at the usual numbers and at the usual email address. The email address is bob@boblongradio.com, bob@boblongradio. Telephone-wise, you can reach out to Matt, who's running the master control, at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. I promise you, upcoming here in a few minutes, we're going to throw out a trivia question, but right now, let's welcome the CEO of DrivingTheNation.com and CarList.com, noted automotive journalist Lou Ann Hammond. Lou Ann, how you doing?
Bob, how are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you so much. I was visiting your Driving the Nation website a little bit earlier today, and you've got some really cool stuff up there and lots of cool videos. For those of our listeners who haven't visited DrivingTheNation.com, give us a little overview of the kind of goodies that you've got there.
You know, I used to write a whole lot, and then it occurred to me what I was doing on my spare time when I was looking for any kind of information, I would watch videos. And so we went from writing stories to doing mainly videos, and we do auto industry news leaders like Mark Royce and anything to do with getting off the dependence of energy. So we just did a piece with Jana Hartline from Toyota Motor Sales on plug-ins and fuel cells. We also talk a lot about horsepower and how people are going to make their way back. Saad Shihab, the president and CEO of Chrysler brand, told us how Chrysler is going to do it in their second half.
Lots of cool things to talk about. Let's begin by talking about something that I know you covered recently on the John Batchelor radio program, and this is the electric version of the Toyota RAV4. Tell us about that.
Well, I'm kind of perplexed because they're only going to be selling about 2,600 of them in the next 3 years. And you kind of go, why is that? And so I emailed Bob Carter, I think is he the president of Toyota North America?
He sure is general manager, I believe, yeah.
Yeah, and he said, you know, Lou, we're just not sure about what's going to happen once again with the RAV4 EV. And so they're playing it safe. And there's also the point that they don't have to have a lot of those numbers because, according to the California Air Resources Board, the Prius, the Prii, the plug-in hybrid, the Prius V, all these things, they make up such good numbers for Toyota that Toyota doesn't really need a whole lot of more electric vehicles to make their numbers for California Air Resources Board. So they can go for about 2,600 all-electric vehicles, and they're going to be using the Tesla battery that's in the Tesla Roadster. And so it'll be interesting to see how they do.
Yeah, definitely going to be interesting. And you're right about the Toyota as well as the Lexus brand having probably more hybrid vehicles than any other brand that I can think of off the top of my head.
I think this year, the first quarter, I think they've sold 86,000 Priuses.
That's pretty significant.
Well, you compare that to the Nissan Leaf, and for the first quarter of 2012, the Nissan Leaf, they sold about 11,820. the Chevy Volt has sold, I think, 5,337. I think that's correct. And I'm just noticing some mistakes in my wording here in my article, but I think that's correct. So, you know, you look at those numbers and you go, wow, that's so different than the Toyota Prius. So you kind of go, okay, well, how is it that the Prius is selling so well? And I think it's because it's so easily explained. You know, 50 miles of the gallon, yeah, you got a boosted up battery, but that's all it takes. And I don't think that, first off, I think the Nissan Leaf, even though they're doing better than the Chevy Volt in sales, they have a range anxiety issue.
Yeah.
And I think with the Chevy Volt, you're asking $40,000, and I'm just not sure the design itself warrants $40,000, even though the advanced technology does.
Yeah, the technology is cool, but I agree with you. The design could be a little bit more inspiring. Toyota, of course, has recently launched a couple of new renditions of the Prius. Prius, or the Prii line, is now comprised of three different vehicles. There's the larger Prius, the Prius V, and the new one, which is a small, much more less expensive Prius than we've seen in the past, and this is called the C. So this has really become not only a model for the Toyota brand, but it's become a brand within a brand.
That's right. And when you consider that that they could, with the EVs, the hybrids, and everything else that is being sold, alternative power source, that we're now making up about 3.3% of sales in the United States, whereas maybe a year or so ago it was only 2%. So we are climbing it with EVs and hybrids.
What do you think is going to happen with the Chevrolet Volt? Certainly General Motors has invested so much technology-wise into this, and it's sold over in Europe as an Opel, and I know there are future plans for additional vehicles here in the United States, including a Cadillac variant. Do you think if they had come out first with a Cadillac extended range vehicle, do you think with a higher price tag it would have done better in the marketplace, or do you think it's again just a little bit of confusion on the part of consumers as to the difference between a pure electric and a range extender and a hybrid vehicle?
I think there's a discrepancy in what people understand about what a Chevy Volt is. And if I were to do a commercial about what the Chevy Volt is, I would take a house with people in it and the husband going out and saying, I'm going to make sure that the generator works in case, because there's a storm coming. And so he pours some gasoline into the generator, starts it up, and goes back in. And then you close in on the fact that there's an electric plug going from the house to the electric pole outside, and the winds are snapping, and that plug comes off of the electric pole outside. But inside, you micro down to where the generator is. It starts, all the lights come back on. You miniaturize that entire setting. You put it in a car, and you call it the Chevy Volt.
And it certainly is very cool technology, and of course,
it's very cool technology, but I don't think people understand it. I was just talking to a guy the other day who actually has gone behind the scenes on electric vehicles, and he didn't know the difference between what a Nissan Leaf was and a Chevy Volt.
Yeah, that's a little bit scary, definitely. When we come back on the other side, we'll continue to talk about gasolines and hybrids and range extenders and electric vehicles with one of the world leading experts, Lou Ann Hammond. We'll also shine the spotlight on Mini, which is celebrating a big anniversary. You're listening to Auto World across North America. Don't go away.
Congratulations, you now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers, the country's largest enclosed auto transport company, will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals, GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody, and thank you very much for joining me here today on Auto World. It's a pleasure to spend this time with you each and every week at this very same time, at this on this very same station, or online at GCNLive.com, AutomotiveRadioNetwork.com. Lou Ann Hammond, one of our regular contributors, with two wonderful websites, DrivingTheNation.com and CarList.com, joins us. We've been talking about confusion between hybrid vehicles, electric vehicles, plug-in hybrid vehicles, and range extender vehicles. If anybody out there has owned any of these types of of incarnations and would like to chime in, we'd love to hear from you at our regular toll-free line. It's available for you at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Luann, let's talk a little mini news here. Recently, you covered a big story. It's the 10th anniversary of Mini here in the U.S. I can't believe it. It was 2002, and 10 years have passed.
I know. It's and Mini is so beloved. I was just saying today that it's almost got cult status.
It does. I mean, there's no question about it. The Mini buyers, just like the Corvette buyers or the Porsche buyers or, you know, whatever brand, the Viper buyers. I mean, these folks are just crazy about their vehicles.
Right. And so they've been over in France for the last, this weekend. They had Mini United, which is a global event. And then I believe in July, starting July 4th, they'll have MTTS, which any Mini owner knows as Mini Takes the States. And they go this year, I think they'll go from the east and the west and collide somewhere. I forget where they end up. But last year, Driving the Nation went, and we have lots of pictures and videos and stuff on it. And everybody has a name for their Mini. They dress up in Mini weird clothes, and it's a huge Mini event.
It definitely is, and we'll keep an eye out for that. And certainly when I, you know, have an opportunity to sit down like you do with Jim McDowell, who runs Mini here in North America, I love his enthusiasm. You have to applaud all of the great marketing efforts that they've done ever since the launch of the Mini, going back to 2002 when they were running around Detroit with Minis on top of very large SUVs, right up until last year's Detroit Auto Show with some very interesting placement of Minis hung on the wall. But who would believe there would be so many Mini models? I mean, perhaps it'd be best to go back and talk a little bit about the expectations for this brand. Unlike Fiat, which came into this country thanks to their collaboration, now their ownership of Chrysler, and kind of boasted that they were going to sell a lot of Fiats right out of the box, which they did not. I know Mini, when they first reintroduced the Mini to the States in 2002, they played it very conservatively. They didn't say, you know, how many Minis that they were going to sell, and they ended up selling an enormous amount, more than 20,000 or so, and you know, that blew people away right from the get-go, and ever since then it's been kind of a fun ride.
Yeah, I think the difference is we all knew Mini, or many people knew Mini from England and from the Italian job, so you had something going right away, but then BMW brought them in, so you have a great backbone to bring them in on. I mean, if you have a BMW, certainly you've got already got people who are willing to invest in them as dealers, and they went from 66 dealers to 112 outlets in 2011, and with great record sales. And they did expect to only bring it in as a one car halo event, and not like Fiat, who thought that they would bring in more, but only brought one in, and the smallest one they could bring in. Of course, they needed that, Fiat did, to get 5% more ownership of Chrysler, which is why they brought the small one in for the CAFE requirements. But but Mini had a different structure, and they thought, we just want to bring this in because people love it, they want it. If we can bring it in under the BMW brand, people will already know that brand, will already know the heritage of Mini, so why not bring it in? But they found that people really do continue to love Mini, and in fact, they were showing the Mini John Cooper Works GP in France this weekend, so there will be more Minis to come.
And certainly when you look at the Mini lineup now, I mean, you've got the regular Mini available, of course, in regular as well as John Cooper Works. And you've also got the Clubman, and then you've got the brand new one that's just been introduced, the Coupe and the two-seater Roadster. And you've got the regular Mini convertible. And then, of course, you've got the Mini incarnation of of an SUV, which has done extraordinarily well. And this is the first Mini that is available with all-wheel drive. That vehicle has done extremely well.
You know, they think about what they're doing. They had a Mini Electric for a couple of years out on the road. And what they learned was that, in fact, I asked Jim Dow this because I said, what are you going to learn from having a Mini Electric? He said, what we really learned was that it's still too heavy for a Mini, you know, because you have all that battery. I think Fisker told me they had an extra 600 to 1,000 pounds in their than they would have had if they weren't all if they didn't have the engine and the electricity in their range extender. So you can see that a Mini just can't take that kind of weight and still be the nimble, fly over the curve as you go kind of car.
And that's a really good point. Recently, I know, Luann, you were over in Germany attending the International Transportation Forum. Tell us a little bit about this forum. Who was it put on by? And tell us about some of the interesting things that you learned there.
I love this forum. It's probably one of my favorite forums in the during the entire year. And it's put on, the International Transportation Forum is put on by the OECD, which is a collaboration of 54 different countries coming together. And what they come together for in this particular forum is to figure out global transportation, not just automobiles, but all kinds of transportation, aviation, boat, train, buses, everything, how to make them more efficient and how to, even before you start creating a city, how do you create a city to incorporate all of this and do it with the efficiency of energy in mind? Because that's where we're going to have our problems soon, is not just with gasoline, but with water as well. So how do you create all this knowing that you're going to have some finite energy resources?
It sounds like an interesting gathering there, and I understand there were a lot of countries in attendance, about 54 or so?
Yeah, 54 countries all attended. This time they had a three-hour symposium on energy. And the one thing that I took away from this was that the emerging countries are giving a lot of subsidies on their gasoline. The United States doesn't. We give, we have research and development, but we don't give subsidies on the actual use of gasoline. Other countries do. That means other countries are going to be using more gasoline.
Interesting. More with Luann straight ahead.
Burning the night away. Two lips touching together.
Want a clean, shiny car? Try the latest new technology. Wash Drops. No hose, no rinse. All you need is one bucket of water. Wash Drops' advanced scientific formula is amazing. Simply wash with a clean sponge and wipe dry. Buy Wash Drops today exclusively on Amazon.com. Check out YouTube and WashDrops.com. Wash Drops, the smart solution.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-917-8523. Supplies are limited. 800-917-8523. 800-917-8523. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody, and thank you very much for joining us. We're having lots of fun talking automotive news in this hour with Luann Hammond from DrivingTheNation.com, CarList.com, and we've been talking about all kinds of things, including the Mini brand here in the U.S., and most recently, before the break, we were talking about a conference that Luann attended over in Germany, the International Transportation Forum, put on by the OECD. And, Luann, it's interesting what you were saying there about gasoline subsidies for these emerging markets. I would imagine it's countries like India and China and, you know,
Iran,
Russia, I suppose.
Right.
You know, it's surprising to me that there isn't more of an electric push for vehicles in some of these emerging markets. To me, it would make more sense than doing the gasoline route.
Well, except for the fact that I think that they might be short on everything.
Yeah.
When you're in a developing nation, you don't have a whole lot, and maybe gas really is cheaper, and certainly Iran and them would have some oil. They can't refine it, so they go to China and make a deal with China that says, you know, we have sanctions on from the United States, but we can sell you all of our oil. So China now has a contract with Iran to get all of their oil, and in return they refine oil, but Iran sells it back to their people for cheap because they need people to get back and forth to work all over the place, and it makes them look good too. But if you consider that if we're using, you know, huge amounts of oil, I think it's like 88 million barrels a day or something, we wouldn't need as much if people charged the market price for gasoline. I mean, there are some countries where it's only costing 10 cents a gallon.
Oh, that is remarkable.
Whereas in Europe, it costs, I think, somewhere around, you know, $8, $10 a gallon. But most of that is taxes. It really only costs about $4 a gallon, U.S. money, for a gallon of gas.
And you could say the same here in the States. There are a lot of taxes, both at the federal as well as the individual state level.
Oh, no, there are hardly any taxes on gasoline.
Really?
Federal, you only get they only get like 18.6 cents a gallon. And in California, you can see that it's much higher.
Yeah.
And they're getting like 35 cents a gallon. But the big deal is that if you look at just the taxes in the United States, the big deal is that we have more and more electric and hybrids coming on the road. So they're getting more miles per gallon. What are they going to do for money to fix the roads? Because that money, 15 cents of every gallon went to fixing the roads.
That's a good point, definitely. Let's talk about the BMW 3 Series. Recently, I understand you had an opportunity to sit down with a representative from BMW about the strategy. Matter of fact, it was Oliver Ganser, BMW's product strategy manager. The 3 Series is definitely an automotive icon, and this latest incarnation of the 3 Series, I haven't had the opportunity to drive it yet, but when we look at the history of the 3 Series, it's certainly the most important model here in North America and maybe in the world. 12.5 million 3 Series sold. This is the sixth generation, and I've been told by folks who have driven it, it's the best one yet. You had a chance to sample it. What were your thoughts, Luann?
Yeah, I loved it. I went around Laguna Seca track with Joey Hand, a race car driver for BMW, and just had a great time in the 335i. Wonderful car. You know, if there's one thing BMW does right, it's the engine. They have all the Bluetooth connectivity, the USB, iPods, everything else that you need. But and an 8-speed automatic transmission, which I happen to love. I'm not a big fan of the CVT, so for a automatic transmission, it works just really well for me.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of the CVTs either. And for our listeners who may not understand what we're talking about, a CVT is what they call a continuously variable transmission, and compared to a traditional. Like Luann said, an 8-speed automatic transmission, which has traditional 8 gears. You just go up and down the gears just like you would in any normal gearbox. The CVT has an infinite number of gears, but it drives kind of funky. There's no other way to say it.
You know, what I kind of think of it is if you think of a bicycle and you see all those teeth on the bicycle that and the chain keeps going around in it and it hooks on to those teeth.
Mm-hmm.
I would consider those the 8-speed automatic. If you had a CVT, maybe the teeth wouldn't be there or something would pop up all the time. It's always continuously looking for gearing.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I find. Hunting, that's the word I use.
Right. So you're never quite sure of the CVT. I like something that I know is going to plop into a 2,500 RPM right away. There's going to be a low-end torque. You're going to get up that hill. You're going to get past that 18-wheeler. You know, there's a part where some of this technology hampers safety.
You know, that's a really good point. And another thing that I notice whenever I get a chance to sample a CVT vehicle is, you know, just the overall driving dynamics, as you pointed out, aren't very exciting. And it has a little bit of what I call a rubber band effect. It just feels like you've got one big rubber band that's trying to figure out what to do.
Yeah. It's not as much fun.
Let's talk about another vehicle that you've got on your homepage, and folks should check it out, bookmark it, drivingthenation.com. Luann's got lots of cool videos up there, and this is another vehicle that I haven't had the chance to drive. They're in pretty limited numbers, certainly a big fan of the designer of the vehicle, Henrik Fisker. And you had an opportunity to sample the 2012 Fisker Karma. This is the first Fisker. And, of course, it's designed by Henrik, so it's a beautiful-looking vehicle. But for those that I've talked to who have driven it, they were a little bit disappointed in the overall driving dynamics.
It's got a funkiness that the Chevy Volt doesn't have. When you go from electric power to internal combustion generator in the Karma, it's almost like you can feel it. In the Volt, it's completely seamless. But I like the Fisker. I like what it stands for. I tell people, pardon me, my Karma hit your dogma. But it's Bill Talley, who's the director of vehicle integration, really explained a lot about what the Fisker is about in the video. So I'll let your audience just go to Driving the Nation and look at it, because not only do they want to look at, listen to what Bill is saying, but they want to look at the car and they want to see the car, because it's an absolutely stunningly beautiful car that Henrik Fisker himself has designed.
And I know in New York they debuted around the auto show. It wasn't actually present, as far as I know, at the auto show, but at an event that was held prior to the show. Another Henrik creation, I believe it's called the Atlantic. Did you get a chance to take a look at that?
Yes, we'll be putting a video up of that pretty soon. It's another beautiful design, and that's what I go back to, or what I harp on, is that if you want to have a car that's going to cost $40,000, you don't want to make it look simple. Even though it's the advanced technology someone is paying for, you've got to have a design that really speaks to people, because that's what people are going to buy, no matter what the technology is.
It is so true. More with Luann Hammond straight ahead as Auto World continues on great radio stations and GCN Live, AutomotiveRadioNetwork.com Live.
The way is clear. Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Behind on your payments or barely making minimums? Do your massive interest payments have you running like mad in circles? How long can you keep it up? Stop running. Let the Thomas & Law Group carefully plan your escape. The Thomas & Law Group has proven itself for over 18 solid years, helping thousands of people like you and me reclaim our financial future. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and offices nationwide. And the best part? There are no upfront fees at all. You won't pay a dime until the job's done. No upfront costs, no monthly fees, no banking fees. No other law firm does that. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But really, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call the Thomas & Law Group right away for a free, no-obligation consult with a trained legal analyst at 800-886-1003. Call now, because you're tired of running in circles. 800-886-1003. 800-886-1003.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, memory power, and super male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient-dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best-tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home-cooked meals, you can cut your food costs in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less guarantee.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for being here. Lou Ann Hammond, the CEO of DrivingTheNation.com and Carlist.com. You can hear her regularly on the ever-expanding John Batchelor radio show across the nation and also on many television networks across the nation as well. We're talking about some of the big stories making headlines that you can follow at DrivingTheNation.com. And Lou Ann, I know that recently, around the 1st of May or so, you had an opportunity to check out what must be a beautiful event. It's a Ferrari happening at the Infineon Raceway. What's that like?
Oops. Yes, all the beautiful people and all the very rich people go out and take their Ferrari 458s out racing around Infineon Racetrack. And my videographer was out there, you know, just getting some background videos, some sounds of the Ferraris going around on curve two, turn two. And all of a sudden, instead of going right on turn two, this one guy goes left and goes right into the wall.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. But really, I mean, you're talking about $350,000. And so we put the video up. Of course, we had to, you know. I mean, Ferrari wasn't really happy that we put the video up. But the next day, TMZ somehow has a copy of the video.
Well, that's kind of cool, but you didn't get paid for that, of course.
Well, it wasn't our video that they took. It was somehow they got the video off of the actual car. So either the owner of the car, I forget his name, but he's a producer of Shark. Either he gave it to them or the people who own the camera equipment. So, you know, they can't really be that mad at me for putting my little video up, especially when theirs went on TMZ. But the guy was okay. I think he was a bit more shaken than he let on. But another friend of his had a 458, and he borrowed it, and he was out on the track the next day. I think he came in fifth place or something.
Oh, that's pretty good. An interesting
good
article.
Yeah. How many friends do you know that'll let you borrow a 458 on a racetrack after you've already demolished yours?
That has to be a very good friend and a very wealthy friend, is all I can say.
Well, you're worth a lot of money.
Yeah, you got it. This is something that I wasn't aware of, and you've done some interviews recently with the folks at Continental. They have as far as I know, it's a new division. It's called Infotainment and Connectivity Business Unit. You know, you don't think of Continental being involved in that aspect of the automotive business, but of course that's so hot, the infotainment area for automobiles.
It's so hot, and the reason that it's so hot is because younger people today don't see cars as a freedom of mobility. Their iPhones and iPads and Droids and stuff as the freedom of mobility, meaning they don't even have to go anywhere to have freedom to talk to the people that they want to. And that's part of what's going on, is people don't necessarily care about buying automobiles. They only want automobiles that encompass what they already see as a freedom of mobility. So the question is how are you going to provide, how are you going to sell something that's now just part of a commodity at the same rate that you used to sell something that was the actual event that someone wanted to buy? Yeah. And it's going to be through infotainment.
Yeah, that is going to be a challenge, and of course, when you get into infotainment, easy enough for me to say, you know, there are so many different areas that we can talk about, and also safety always plays into the equation as well as we get more and more sophisticated with the electronics in the vehicle and having internet connectivity in the vehicle, as well as DVDs and CDs and satellite radio and internet radio and navigation and everything else, it's going to be an interesting time.
Well, and that's exactly the problem, is that you continue to want to put more stuff into a car, which makes it heavier, which makes it less fuel economic. On the other side, Department of Energy and EPA are trying to tell people that they want more miles per gallon from a car. How's all that going to fit in?
Yeah, that is going to be very difficult with those pretty impressive fuel economy standards that are just around the bend, and the ever-increasing ones as we look further down the road. A little while back, you had the opportunity, as I did at the New York International Auto Show, to talk with the president and CEO of the Chrysler brand. What was your opinion of this young gentleman, and tell us a little bit about what his thoughts were on the Chrysler brand since he's taken over.
I think Chrysler is going to do well. I think that the more product they can pull out, the better it's going to be. I right now they're saving Fiat. Fiat is not doing well. Europe is not doing well. And Chrysler is really saving Fiat. And Sergio Marchionne is going to have to figure out what to do about Fiat, because he's got way too many workers for the amount of capacity that he needs over in Europe.
And that's a union issue, Luann?
It's a union issue all over Europe. It's not just Marchionne and Fiat that has it. It is Opel, which is an arm of GM. It's Renault, and we know Nissan. It's every single car manufacturer that I can think of that has overcapacity. They don't need as many cars. They can't lay them off. Opel has a problem because they have a contract that says that they can't lay anybody off for till 2014. So there's a lot of money being spent, just like it was in the United States, with all of these people not producing cars because no one wants to buy them.
Yeah, again, another interesting story to follow on drivingthenation.com and carlist.com. Luann, what's your press car of the week? What are you driving this week?
Oh, I'm suffering through in a Jaguar XKR convertible.
Oh, another reason for me to move to California, as another friend of mine in California there has a SLS Mercedes-Benz Roadster for the week. So it's pretty tough being a journalist, I can see, in California.
You know, this, I love Ian Callum, and I love his designs. I think he's one of the all-time best designers in the world right now
in
cars.
Too.
And I just so enjoy driving this vehicle because it's not only a beautiful design, it is so stealth. you know, we were talking before about CVTs and automatic transmissions and what we love, and I can put that my foot on that pedal, and it goes.
It sure does.
You can feel the low-end torque just bring it on. And, you know, there's that point, Bob, where you just kind of go, I'm not sure I wouldn't pay the gas guzzler tax for this because it's just such a work
good.
Of art.
It's that good. I mean, I agree. I mean, that car has been around since 2006. It's been tweaked slightly for 2012, got some refinements on the seats and in a few the other areas of the vehicle, but it is gorgeous. It always has been, and certainly one of my favorite vehicles. I, too, am a huge fan of all things Ian, and there's no question about it that that Ian Callum designed XK and the XKR is on my personal lottery list. If I won the lottery, that would definitely be one of the cars that I would be buying.
Yep, that one and a Maserati.
Have you driven the Ultimate XKR? I have not myself, but they have the XKRS, the super high performance version that they're making in very limited numbers, and I only know a handful of journalists that have driven that so far.
You know, I would tweak with you for a little bit and just say, yeah, I'm getting it next week, but that would be wrong. No, I haven't driven it. I don't know if I'm going to be driving it, but I'm just really happy with this one, so I'm good with it.
Well, enjoy that XKR convertible, my friend, and we'll look forward to getting you back with us on the show here real soon.
Thanks so much.
That's going to do it for this hour of On the World. I'm Bob Lund.
Tonight seems I always end up driving by.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.